Brain surgery is a field where millimeters matter. Surgeons often grapple with the very daunting challenges of discerning between healthy brain tissue and malignant tumors during operations. But thanks to innovative research from the Netherlands, artificial intelligence might now be offering them a new powerful tool. So researchers have unveiled a cutting-edge, no pun intended, method that enables surgeons to harness artificial intelligence to identify tumor types, as reported in a recent study published in the journal Nature. So the technique involves AI analyzing fragments of a tumor's DNA, pinpointing specific chemical modifications, and then very quickly providing a detailed diagnosis, even discerning like subtypes of brain tumors, which I think is just incredibly fascinating. So let's talk about some of the implications, you know, of this. Obviously, very cool technology, but what does this actually mean? So surgeons using this can now make more informed decisions during surgeries. This is essentially, they're able to determine how aggressive or the aggression level of their operation based on the tumor's subtype. So Drone DeRider, an associate professor of the Center of Molecular Medicine at UMC, emphasized the importance of this technology, saying, quote, "It's imperative that the tumor subtype is known at the time of surgery. We have now uniquely enabled a very fine-grained, robust, detailed diagnosis to be performed already during the surgery," end quote. So the technology named Sturgeon underwent some really rigorous testing, and initially, frozen tumor samples from previous brain surgeries served as the test bed, where it correctly diagnosed 45 out of 50 cases in just 40 minutes. So this is very, very fast and you know, has a relatively high accuracy rate. For people that are saying, hey, how come it didn't correctly diagnose 100%? I believe in the future, we'll get there. This is just kind of the beginning of the technology. I think when used during 25 live brain surgeries, predominantly involving children, it produced about 18 accurate diagnoses. The remainder fell short of the confidence threshold, but its turnaround time of less than 90 minutes holds the potential to revolutionize surgical decisions, because typically this takes much longer and is much more difficult. In the current medical landscape, through, you know, genetic sequencing of brain tumor samples, which, you know, essentially offers a more detailed diagnosis, and while this isn't universally accessible, this becomes a really good option. So even when available, results, you know, can take weeks on this stuff. As Dr. Alan Cohen, a cancer specialist from Johns Hopkins, puts it, quote, "We have to start treatment without knowing what we're treating," which obviously is an incredibly difficult problem that we're, you know, these people are faced with today. So Sturgeon's method accelerates the sequencing process, focusing only on select parts of the cellular genome. This means results are available even before a surgeon begins working on the tumor's pedipheries. So Dr. DeRider likened the model's diagnostic capabilities to recognizing an image with just 1% of its pixels visible, which is absolutely insane. Of course, like all that being said, the technology sounds amazing, you know, but like, what's the catch? I don't know if there's necessarily a catch, but what I will say is there's still a lot of challenges around this. So some tumors provide more difficult to diagnose, especially if samples contain healthy brain tissue. Intra-tumor heterogeneity, where, you know, parts of a single tumor differ in genetic makeup, can also make things a little bit more complicated. So additionally, the expertise required for sequencing and classifying tumor cells is, you know, it remains very high. So Dr. Sebastian Brander from the University College London recently kind of made that very clear. However, I think, you know, with medical centers already implementing this method and seeing some really promising results, I think it, you know, it seems the technology is gaining a lot of traction. So what is the larger mission of this all, right? That's kind of the question I had. And I think really what they're aiming to do here is to bring molecular precision to tumor diagnosis. And I think in doing so, they will potentially be crafting more targeted treatments that minimize damage to the nervous system. So although bridging the gap between understanding tumors and effective treatment remains a challenge, as Dr. Cohen recently said, I think there's no denying the progress made in the diagnosis sphere. So while this technology is not perfect, the thing I always say is, you know, it starts out with something like this, where, you know, it can diagnose, you know, 20 out of 25 tumors or 18 out of 25 tumors, whatever. And then it very quickly progresses where this technology improves and it gets to the point where it's, you know, it's 99.9% or 100% of tumors are successfully diagnosed. So I think it's a matter of time before we arrive there, a matter of time before this technology is incredibly efficient. And I'm very, very excited to see a lot of the progress that we're going to be making in the healthcare space thanks to AI.